9 to score. Second quarter action here. Haynes Glacier Bear Gals going against the Mount McCatlin Mischiefs. Glacier Bear basketball, far side of the court. Swinton looking. Now she finally finds Zanow. Zanow comes across on the dribble. Mischiefs dropping back into their zone defense. Goes over to Swinton, baseline. Shots on its way in and out. No, rebound fought for underneath. Rebound comes back down. And up and in is Krieger as she gets her first 2 points of the ball game. Gives the lead back to the Glacier Bears. 11-9. Quickly down the court come the Mischiefs on that left-hand side. They go up, alley-oop inside. Nothing going, however. Three-pointer on the way. And nothing but net as Jane buries that one, and that's her first 3 points of the ball game. First lead for the Metlakatla Mischiefs, 12-11, 7:22 to go here in this first half of play. Goes to Stegan. Stegan looks inside, back to Swinton, looks inside for Gross, who checked in. They wanted to go inside. Nice anticipation by the Mischiefs. They kick the ball up to the front, going to the hoop, hard up and too hard off the glass. Rebound goes off of, I think, Stegan and out of bounds. The Mischiefs had a nice break on it, wasn't able to get it to go, however. They'll bring it down. Johnson looking, still can't find any alley-oops all the way outside. James down the lane, goes back outside to Lindzen, a little bit short, rebound fought for. Who comes up with it? Zanow does, and she'll get the ball back out. She's on the dribble on the right-hand side. She wants to go to the hoop, puts up the shot, and gets the bucket. Going hard to the hoop. Nice play that time as she was able to get the basket and draw the foul. Fouls on number 33. But still, that's her first personal foul. Substitution coming back into the ballgame is number 14, Guthrie Buxton, for the Mischiefs. Haynes leads by one, 13-12. Zanow at the free throw line. She's got those 2 points. See if she can make it three. Rolls around. No. Rebound comes down into the hands of the Chiefs, and they're quickly up the court. And then they immediately turn the basketball over, and it goes back to the Glacier Bears. Swinton down on that far side of the court. Gets the ball back inside to Zanow. Substitution. Looks like Larson will check in at the next chance. They go inside to Krieger. Nothing going, however, as they come back around. Tap it away. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Guthrie Buxton. She immediately turns it back over to the Glacier Bears. And now they're coming down as Swinton goes to the left-hand side. Wants that baseline. Alley-oops inside to Krieger. Up. Oh, missed that easy little bunny. Put up and in by Gross as she came away with that rebound on the weak side and put it up and in and was able to draw the foul. So Autumn picks up another one. Glacier Bears lead 15-12. Foul's on number 1-1. That's Jane. That's her first personal foul. Larson checks into the ball game and looks like Stegan also coming off the bench. Neil check back into the ball game for the Mischiefs. Yelanimi is going to take a quick seat. Autumn's at the free throw line. She's got those 2 points. First chance from the free throw line for Autumn. It's on its way and good. So she gets the old-fashioned three-point play here. Glacier Bears extend that lead again by four, 16-12. Coming down the court, 2-3 zone defense by the Glacier Bears. They go right-hand side. Reverse it back around to James. They go alley-oop inside to Johnson. She turns around a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Larson. She gets it back out. Doesn't go, however, and they kick the ball back to the right-hand side to Swinton. Baseline jumper on the way. Rolls around. No. Rebound fought for. Swinton comes away with it. She'll put up another shot. A little bit short. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Hayward. We're on the floor. Going to be a whistle and jump ball. Going to be Mischiefs basketball. Hayward down inside. Cowart comes off the bench, and she's quick in the game here. Autumn's going to take a seat. And then also coming off the bench, back into the ball game is Yelanimi. All right, Mischiefs with the basketball. Down by four. 5:54 to go here in this first half of play. They'll set it back up. Milne. It's the dribble, wants to go down the lane. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. They go back inside to Hayward, back out to Milne. Alley-oop all the way across to Yelanimi. Checks it back across, nothing going, however, and they'll reverse it back around. Three-pointer on the way off the side of the iron. No rebound, comes back down into the hands of Yelanimi, and she'll bring it back out They'll set the offense. Goes back around, looked at the hoop again. Nothing going, however. They come back around. Shot is up and good. As Johnson picked that one up, that's her first 2 points of the ball game. Nice passing that time by the Miss Chiefs until they got the defense out of sorts. Back to Swinton. Long two. So it was close, but she's got 7 points here now. 4-point lead still by the Glacier Bears. She'd have been back another inch. It would have been a three. Milne out at the top. Runs the offense. Kicks the ball back over to Yelenemi. Back out to Milne. All the way across the top. Wanted to go back inside to Hayward. They do. Puts up the shot. Going to draw the foul. As she went inside with it, wanted to put up the left-hand shot here. Going to be a couple of free throws for her. Official walks over here. We'll see. Fouls on Krager. That'll be her first personal foul. 4:49 to go here in this first half of play. This one's off the back of the iron. Hayward struggling from that free throw line. Shot looks good, but just a little bit long. This one is up, and this one just drops right straight through. Pick up one from the free throw line. She's got 3 points in the ballgame. Swinton on the far right-hand side with the dribble. A lot of pressure being applied. Alley-oop inside. Stolen away here. Goes back to Yelenemi. She's not able to control it, and Zanow ends up with it. She forces up the shot. Going to draw the foul. They went right to the hoop and drew the foul, and we're going to see who it's going to be. It is going to be on 1-5, so if that's the case, that's her third personal foul. And she definitely will be sitting down for the rest of the half, I'm sure. Zanow's got those 2 points in the ballgame. Missed the one earlier from the free throw line, so this will be another opportunity for her. Up and, off to the left-hand side, not even close. Off the bench is Jane, and as I mentioned, Hayward's going to have to take a seat on that. Glacier Bears are going right to the hoop, drawing those fouls. 17 fouls on the Miss Chiefs right now, 5 on the Glacier Bears. This one's on its way. No, back off the side. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Yelenemi. She gets it over into the hands of Milne. She'll bring it across on the dribble, looking. Can't find anybody. Now they're just working on the outside. Looks inside. Can't go anywhere with it. Packed away by Zanow, she's on the left-handed dribble, loses it, stops, puts up the shot, and good. So she came back down, made the steal, come out there quick, and, of course, that gets the coach up off the bench as Joe Wetzel says, wait a minute, girls, you got to play better offense than that. We're going to have a full timeout, so we're going to turn it back to the KHNS studios. We'll be back in 1 minute. Welcome back to Metlakatla High School. Girls basketball game going here, Haynes Glacier Bears. They lead by a score of 20-15, 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go here in this first half of play. Miss Chiefs bringing the ball up. Out at the top is Milne. She goes right-hand side. Looks like they're going to try to overload one side here, see what they can come up with. Now they'll reverse it back to the other side. Long three-pointer on the way. No, rebound down to Zanow as the shot was put up by Milne, but Zanow came away with the board for the Glacier Bears. They go right-hand side to go back inside to Cowart. She's knocked away. The ball is stolen away and quickly bound the court. Come Guthrie Buxton, and she'll set the offense as Johnson out at the top. And looks like we're going to just slow things back down as Milne will set the offense out at the top. She'll go left, goes right, goes down inside. Wanted the shot, going to be bounced around. However, Glacier Bears almost made the steal. Now they go to Yelenemi at that far right-hand corner. Nothing going, however. They come back out to the top. Back to Janes, moving the ball around, kicks the ball back outside. And the three-pointer stopped. Puts up the jumper, about six, going to be nothing but air. Tap back in. Yelenemi going to control it. And the ball ends up in the hands of Johnson for the Miss Chiefs. 3 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Still 20-15. Oh, almost stolen away by Zanow as she anticipated the passing lane, but not able quite to get it. Comes back out. Shots on the way, going to be short. Rebound fought for underneath. And we're going to be tied up. Going to be a jump ball. Possession goes to the Haynes Glacier Bears. Larson with the basketball. Slowly coming back down the court now. Zanow substitution. Swinton will check back into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Out to the top was Bradford. She wants to go down inside. Ends up in the hands of Krager. She puts it up. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Zanow comes away with it. They go right back to Krager again. Jumper. She wanted to go to Coward on the right-hand side. Puts up the shot a little bit too hard at the glass. Now it's going to be, I think it might be an over and a back. Over the back. It is an over the back. I thought it might be because Krager was definitely on top of her. Of course, the gal that she was guarding was only 5'4", so it didn't take much there. All right. 2:21 to go here. First half of play. Johnson gets the ball back into the hands of Milne. Slowly brings it up across the half-court line. Goes to the left-hand side. Now she'll continue left. Goes all the way to Yelenimi. Shots on its way. Good. Yelenimi comes away with a three, and that's two threes for her. She's got 6 points, two-point lead by the Glacier Bears, but they have the basketball right now. Comes back outside to Zanow. Zanow on the dribble. Stops. Wants to go right-hand side to Swinton. They go inside to Krager. Krager a little bit short on the shot. Rebound comes down into the hands of the Mischiefs. Jane, she'll get the ball back over to Milne, and they'll set the offense with 1:40 to go here in this first half of play. They can take the lead with a three or tie it with a two. Down the left-hand side over to Yelenimi. She just kind of dribbles out at the side. Nothing going. Going to be a double dribble on it. She turns the basketball back over to the Glacier Bears. Bradford over on the far side gets the ball into Swinton. 1:20 to go here in this first half of play. Swinton, right-hand side to Bradford. Movement by the Glacier Bears. Bradford tries to go over side. Almost knocked away. Now it is going to be tied up. Ball is going to be controlled by no one. We're on the floor here, and it's going to be a jump ball. Ball goes to the Mischiefs on the far side, alternating position. Coming off the bench was Studstill for the Mischiefs at that last opportunity. Far side is Jane. Back out. Only over to the side. Reverses the dribble back. Still stops. She'll put up the shot from about six, a little bit short. Swinton comes down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. She's quick on the dribble, but everybody gets ahead of her, so she's going to set the offense. On the dribble to the side. 2-3 zone defense by the Chiefs right now. This Chiefs come back around. 50 seconds to go. Out at the top. Zanow kicks the ball back around to Bradford. Takes a couple dribbles. They go back inside. Oh, nice play as they went inside to Krager on that lock. She got good position, was able to draw the foul with a nice little bounce pass inside, and was able to go up. Foul's on 1-0. Johnson, that'll be her second personal foul. Krager back at the free throw line. 1-1 opportunity. Two shots, actually, she was shooting on that one. This one is bouncing all over the place. No, back down to Swinton, partially checked. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes back down in the hand. That's Studstill for the Mischiefs, and they're back down the court. They'll set it up over on the top of the key. 2-3 zone defense by the Glacier Bears. Kicks it back out to Studstill. Almost loses it. Gains control, however. Comes back out. Oh, the shot goes on the way by James, and it's good. So James buries a three-pointer, and she's got 6 points in the ball game. The lead goes back to now to the Mischiefs, 21-20. Swinton, left-hand side, 10 seconds. Krager stops, back out to Zanow. Shot's on the way in and out. No rebound, 5-4. And it doesn't look like they're going to be able to get a shot off. We might be able to get it. It's so good. You can hear it in the background. You can hear the buzzer. Well, we're going to have the Mischiefs finally coming away with the lead here. Only their second lead of the ball game. They lead the first half of play by a score of 21 for the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears, 20.